We are back in Exodus, Shemot, chapter 3, today in verse 1. The parasha, the portion that is called Shemot, meaning names. The names of the sons of Israel and their families who came to Egypt with their father, Jacob or Yaakov. Chapter 3 and verse 1. Now Moshe, or Moses, was tending the sheep of Yitro, his father-in-law, Jethro. Again, we see the men of God becoming skilled as shepherds, shepherding the flock. Something that the men of Israel were known for when they came to Egypt, shepherds. Something all of the great leaders of Israel would be known as, good shepherds. King David, a shepherd. Yeshua, our Messiah, the good shepherd, the shepherd of our souls. From the Mishnah, it says that Moses, our teacher, peace be upon him, was tending the flock of Jethro in the wilderness when a little kid escaped from him, little baby goat. He ran after it until it reached a shady place, and the kid stopped to drink. When Moses approached it, he said, quote, I did not know you ran away because of thirst. You must be weary. So he placed the kid on his shoulder and walked away. Thereupon God said, quote, because you have mercy in leading the flock of a mortal, you will surely tend my flock, Israel. So Moshe tending the sheep of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, leading the flock to the far side of the desert, he came to the mountain of God, to Horeb, also known as Sinai. It is believed there were two names corresponding to two different peaks on the mountain. Here known as Horeb, also later to be called Sinai. Verse 2, the angel of Adonai appeared to him in a fire, blazing from the middle of a bush, the burning bush. Many believe that the burning bush is symbolic of Egypt, the suffering of Egypt, burning but never quenched. He looked and saw that although the bush was flaming with fire, yet the bush was not being burned up. Verse 3, Moshe said, I'm going to go over and see this amazing sight and find out why the bush isn't being burned up. Now here is the faith. There may have been people who would come along and pay it no attention whatsoever. But Moshe has the faith to go over to it, realizing that there's something supernatural going on. Verse 4, when Adonai saw that he had gone over to see, God called to him from the middle of the bush. Moshe, Moshe, he answered, here I am. He said, don't come any closer. Take your sandals off your feet, because the place where you are standing is holy ground. I am the God of your father, continued. Remember, the father of Moshe was the Levitical man from the line of Levi. I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Yitzhak, and the God of Yaakov. Moshe covered his face because he was afraid to look at God. It is unclear how much Moshe understood of his ancestry or of the history of the Jewish people at this point. But the mention of the names of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, God of his ancestors, causes Moshe to cover his face in fear of looking at God. Verse 7, Adonai said, I have seen how my people are being oppressed in Egypt and heard their cry for release from their slave masters because I know their pain. He heard their cry. God is not distant, that he cannot save. He's not distant, some faraway force that has no feeling. He feels the pain that his people go through. He says, I know their pain. In other words, he is familiar with it, intimate with it. He says, I have come down to rescue them from the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that country to a good and spacious land. Notice God saying that he came down to rescue them, speaking to Moses from a burning bush, the presence of God on the earth. He says, a land flowing with milk and honey, the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites. Yes, the cry of the people of Israel has come up to me, and I have seen how terribly the Egyptians oppress them. Therefore now come, and I will send you to Pharaoh, so that you can lead my people, the descendants of Israel, out of Egypt. Moshe said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and lead the people of Israel out of Egypt? So Moshe begins his quasi-debate with God about his worthiness to do this. Good sign here of a qualified leader. Humility. 40 years in the wilderness tending the flocks of Jethro have taken the ego and the pride out of Moses to where he feels that he has nothing to offer. Who am I? That's going to play into what God will tell him in a moment. The words, who am I? Remember those words. He replied, God did, I will surely be with you. Your sign that I have sent you will be that when you have led the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. Mount Sinai, that is. So again, the sign will be that you will all worship together at Mount Sinai, that you, he says in particular, will worship God at the giving of the Torah on Mount Sinai. Moshe personally, along with the children of Israel, will worship in awe before the God of Israel. Moshe said to God, look, when I appear before the people of Israel and say to them, the God of your ancestors has sent me to you. And they ask me, what is his name? What am I to tell them? The ancients believed that while in Egypt, the Jewish people believed that when God called them out, he would come with a new name. So God said to Moshe in verse 14, I am what I am. Remember, Moses said, who am I? Here God says, I am. In other words, doesn't matter, Moses. your inconsistencies or your lack of confidence or your lack of leadership ability. I am, God says. And he added, here is what to say to the people of Israel. I am has sent me to you. God said further to Moshe in verse 15, say this to the people of Israel. Now, what's written here is the holy name of God, spelled Yud He Vav He in Hebrew. And because out of reverence for the name, the Jewish people don't pronounce this name, but they say Hashem, meaning the name, so we will as well not seek to pronounce it. There are many reasons why it's not pronounced, some of which include because the correct pronunciation of the name seems to have been lost over history. Others believe it's because of the holiness of the name that we are not worthy to even mention the name. Regardless, the name is not pronounced today. And again, out of respect for that tradition, we won't either. But that is the name that God tells Moses is his true name. He says, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Yitzhak, and the God of Yaakov has sent me to you. This is my name forever. This is how I am to be remembered generation after generation. Torah 101.